The Western people's revulsion from power in domestic and foreign policy has made of the state a sort of counterpart of the bank robber. Both having power and neither knowing how to use it, both waste lives because hypnotized by irrelevant ideas and crippled by contradictory emotions. If psychiatry was sure of its ground in diagnosing the individual case, a philosopher might consider whether such dangerous obsessions could not be guarded against by judicial homicide before the shooting starts. I raise the question not indeed to recommend the prophylactic execution of potential murderers, but to introduce the last two perplexities that the abolitionists dwarf or obscure by their concentration on changing an isolated penalty. One of these is the scale by which to judge the offences society wants to repress. I can, for example, imagine a truly democratic state in which it would be deemed a form of treason punishable by death to create a disturbance in any court or deliberative assembly. The aim would be to recognise the sanctity of orderly discourse in arriving at justice, assessing criticism, and defining policy. Under such a law, a natural selection would operate to remove permanently from the scene persons who, let us say, neglect argument in favour of banging on the desk with their shoe.